Spanish-speaking people in Boston now have a bookstore that caters just to them, but the store, in Jamaica Plain, is actually part of an art exhibit and will be open for only 7 more weeks. WBUR's Simon Rios visited and reports on what the store means to some eager readers.
Muerte a filo de obsidiana de Eduardo Matos Moctezuma, Los Árabes de ayer y de mañana.
Pablo Elguera recites titles from the shelves of Librería Donceles, or Donceles Bookstore. Walk into the space and you see a normal used bookshop, massive stacks of books, and a cash register up front. But under the surface, it's an interactive art display, a performance space that's as much about the books as it is about living Latino culture. Elguera says his work is a response on one hand to the disappearance of bookstores, and on the other to the invisibility of the Spanish language.
Despite the fact that the Latino communities throughout the United States are growing exponentially, we have less and less access to books in Spanish. In New York City, where I live, the last major bookstore that sold books in Spanish closed 10 years ago.
The project is named after Calle Donceles, a street in Mexico City famous for its many used bookstores. For Elguera, the installation is a portal into Latin America.
If you actually are in the middle of Montevideo or in the middle of Mexico City, or you walk into these like ancient stores that have been there for like ever, and they have these piles and piles of materials, and you can get lost for hours looking for them.
The bookstore has more than 10,000 Spanish language titles. The range is spellbinding, from art books to kids' books to cookbooks to books of poetry, and you can buy them. But Librería Donceles goes deeper than what's on the shelves.
These are the kind of things that I hope people can experience somewhat when they are here in the bookstore. They can spend as long as they like, and that they are exposed not just to the ideas in the books, but to the very physical and very sensorial experience of the book, which is really an object that must be touched, that it must be smelled, that has a texture, that has watermarks, that has like these weird markings by some anonymous reader that preceded you.
The bookstore is housed at Project Urbano, a nonprofit in Jamaica Plain focused on art education. On some evenings, there will be discussions, talks, open mics, and other performances. During a recent writing workshop at the bookstore, a group of young artists form a circle and discuss the books that moved them in their childhood. Salvador Jimenez Flores, a native of Mexico, says he wasn't raised around books.
I didn't grow up with this reading culture, like my parents reading to me. They were just making sure that I had enough to eat and dress and stuff like that. So I wasn't so into books. I was more about exploring the streets and playing with my friends and getting in trouble. So I see that as a way of reading.
Later in life, Flores took to writers like Nobel Prize winner Octavio Paz, some of whose titles can be found at the bookstore.
So we got Capitán Calzoncillos.
It's Captain Underpants.
Totally.
My kids liked Captain Underpants.
I didn't know the Spanish word for underpants.
Carolyn Lewenberg recently visited Librería Donceles to search for kids' books in Spanish.
The way this space is transformed is so awesome. It's so cozy in here. It's never been so cozy with all the rugs, and they painted the walls yellow and the different bookshelves and, yeah, the smell of the books.
Lewenberg marveled at the intersection of bookstore and art installation.
Having a bookstore in an art space kind of positions it in a way where you would think about it a little bit more. Like, why would a bookstore be in an art space? And then thinking, okay, well, are there a lot of Spanish bookstores around? And then that leads you to realize, no, there's not.
The Boston area has a few used bookstores that sell titles in Spanish, but Librería Donceles is the only one dedicated strictly to the language. Lina Maria Giraldo is an artist in residence for the city. Originally from Colombia, she's always on the hunt for books in Spanish. Finding one in Boston is like striking gold. Now, Giraldo says, standing in a bookstore specializing in her first language, she reconnects with her heritage.
I'm an immigrant, and sometimes you lost where you're coming from, and now that I have a family and I'm an artist, having a space like that, that is filled with books in your own language, it really brings your roots, it brings history, something that sometimes you can't explain to your daughter.
It's very much about her 4-year-old daughter. Giraldo says she struggles getting her to speak Spanish.
If I force her, she will speak Spanish, but she usually answers me in English, and that kills me a little bit. And it's because of that. There's not really a lot of spaces where we can talk in Spanish.
And that, she says, is why Librería Donceles matters. The art installation slash bookstore will be up until the end of March, when the books will be distributed for other uses in other places. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.